schedule has become increasingly challenging to you. Maybe it was a weight problem. And you said to yourself, I'm just always going to battle with this weight. Or you said, I'm never really going to get over this depression. Overwhelmed. Maybe somebody hurt you. And you know what God says about forgiveness, but you just can't bring yourself to forgive. And frankly, you just don't want to forgive at all. Overwhelmed. Sometimes we feel like that we're losing more than winning. I mean, anybody feel that way? Like you're losing more than winning. We feel the defeated. We feel like we are the defeated more than we are aspect of our identity. Well, today we're going to focus on another aspect of our identity in Christ. God says that we are winners. God says that we are conquerors. He doesn't say that we will eventually become a conqueror in life. He says that we are already conquerors. We are conquerors. And so I'm going to invite you to a letter called the Letter of Romans, chapter 8, Romans 8. And let's just invite the Holy Spirit to minister to our hearts before we look at the scriptures today. God, things can quickly become overwhelming in our lives. We can be going along, just sailing through, and all of a sudden we can just be deluged and feel so overwhelmed in our lives. And I'm praying, God, today that you would help us. I'm praying, God, that you would help some today who are feeling this feeling of being overwhelmed by life. That you would help them, Lord. That you would help them to come into their identity in Christ. That they would listen to your words, God, that you say to them that they are more than conquerors. And so, God, I pray that you would help us, Lord, as we listen carefully, intently on the scriptures and what God has to say to us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 28, Romans chapter 8. Some of you know this scripture, familiar scripture. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with Jesus, with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to the slaughter. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither the height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Now, a lot there, isn't there? This scripture is packed so full of amazing truths. First of all, God calls us by his grace. Amen? He forgives us of our sin. He takes away the penalty of eternal death. And he puts us in a justified, right relationship with God the Father. And he tells us that he did not spare anything at all in making this happen in your life, in my life. God didn't spare anything at all. He gave up his own son to ensure our eternal standing with God. Isn't that amazing? You know, isn't this the biggest question that people have? It really is, you know, because you know, people say it's because of my life, because of my choices, because of my gross imperfections. People say all the time, I'm not sure where I really stand with God. We hear this frequently. I'm not sure where I really stand with God. Maybe you said it. I'm not sure where I really stand with God. But God settles it. He settles it with sending Jesus. God has taken care of the barrier that stood between you and himself. That being our sin. Jesus paid for your sin and my sin. And when we received his forgiveness, we were put on good terms with God. Now, sometimes that's hard to believe. Sometimes we have a hard time believing that, don't we? But we are on good terms with God. Good terms with God. So that's one thing about this passage. We're not even getting to the good part yet. But secondly, Jesus is interceding. Fancy word. Jesus is praying for you and me. How many know that to be true? Jesus is praying right now for you and for me. When we're confused, Jesus is praying. When we're in a mess, Jesus is praying. When we fail to go to him in prayer, Jesus is praying for us. When we need his help and we don't ask for his help, Jesus is praying for us. Jesus continues to pray for us. In fact, I would venture to say this, that he's more interested in seeing us succeed than we are sometimes. He's more interested in us succeeding than we're interested in succeeding. Jesus is praying for you and for me. So the Apostle Paul, he says all these wonderful things about God, and then he gets to this place and he asks this question, and he lists all these obstacles, right? He says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, sword? He said, who should separate it? Who shall separate us? Now, some of these life obstacles that Paul mentions, we all face in our lives one time or another. And it could be that you're facing maybe one of these obstacles that he lists right now. It's possible. Except for maybe nakedness, because I see that you all got clothes on, right? Right. And maybe probably not famine, because we probably are eating fairly well. So we could check those off, right? But are you facing some kind of trouble or hardship? Are you experiencing some medical challenge, some situation in your body that's challenging in your life? Are you experiencing maybe some tension in your marriage? Are friends making fun of you? Or teenagers, are friends making fun of you because they found out that you're a Christian and you go to church? Yes, we have trouble and hardship. It's okay. Maybe you've been hit with an unexpected bill, or just find yourself in financial trouble. What is the thing that stares you in the face today? What is the thing that stares you in the face today? What could it be for you? Now, some of you are thinking, okay, well, trouble, hardship, that might apply, but not danger and not the sword. Nobody's coming at me with a knife or a sword, right? But let me just ask you this. Have you ever had bad news hit you like a dagger? You receive some bad news on some medical tests. The doctor comes into the exam room and he says to you, or he says to someone you love, things don't look good. Things don't look right. We need to run some more tests. And it's like a dagger, isn't it? It's like a knife that just like goes right into your heart, takes your breath away. Paul asks the question, shall anything that I mentioned separate the Christian from the love of Christ? And his answer is an emphatic no. 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 In all things, we are what? In all things, we are more than conquerors. In all things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Now, here's the deal. The Bible says that it's in his power that we are conquerors. Amen? When we can't win on our own strength, you ever try it? We're only able to win over life's challenges through the power and the love of Christ. We're only able to win in our life's challenges through the power and the love of Jesus. Now, the language that Paul uses is really interesting. The Greek word for conqueror is the word nikao. And that word means to win, to be victorious. Nikao. Just say it, nikao. I don't even know if that's right, but sounds good. But, you know. But the word here that Paul uses is hooper nikao. Hooper means hyper. Hyper. More than. Exceedingly more than. Hyper. You know anybody that's hyper? The Bible says that the follower of Jesus is hooper nikao. Hyper. A hyper conqueror. A hyper conqueror. A more than just a conqueror. An exceedingly beyond, way beyond victorious. We're pretty good stuff here. We're hyper conquerors. Uh-huh. And you see, here's the thing. This is the challenge, you know, in the challenges that you and I face in life, the Bible says that we don't just eke by a victory. That's what the Bible says. That we don't just barely make it through the struggle. That's not the way God has it for us. The Bible has it that we would meet our battles, we would meet our challenges, and we would demolish the opposition. Right? That we are able to, in the power of Jesus, to gain a decisive victory in the game of life. That we can do that. That's the kind of winning in life that's available to us through Jesus Christ. It is within the realm of possibility that whatever struggle or hardship that we might face, that we're going to get through it, and we're going to more than win through it. We're going to come out on the other side better, with deeper hope, deeper faith, deeper trust in God. How many have ever had that experience? Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. And this is the kind of winning that God says is available to us. Now, I don't know about you, but that's good news. That's really good news. And if you think about it, much of the Psalms, as you read the Psalms, they recount the victories of the Israelite nation, don't they? Over their surrounding enemies. And they were always, if you notice in the Psalms, if you spend any time reading the Psalms, you'll notice that they were quick to give the reason for their success and quick to give the reasons for their victories. Here's one example of that in Psalm 44. Psalm 44:3 says, it was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them. That's what the psalmist says. It says it wasn't anything you did. It wasn't any strength that you had within you. It was all because of God. It was all because of his presence. It was all because of his love for you that you were able to gain victory over your opponents. And that's the same way with us. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Now, what I'm not saying is that if you stick with Jesus, you're never going to have a hard time in life. I'm not saying that. Because we probably can all prove that, right? Otherwise. In fact, Jesus himself promised the opposite. Some of you are familiar with this verse, John 16:33. It says, in this world you will have a great time. In this world, you will just experience blessing after blessing, just celebration after celebration. There'll be party favors going off all the time. And you just, what's it say? In this world, you will have trouble. Now, good thing he doesn't stop there, or we'd be in trouble. But he doesn't stop there. He said, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart because I have overcome the world. Jesus says, I've overcome the world. And if you really stop and think about this for just a little bit, for you to be an overcomer, there needs to be something to overcome. True? You can't overcome something if there's nothing to overcome. You can't be an overcomer unless there's some trouble, unless there's a hardship, unless there's a struggle, unless there's a challenge, unless there's an opponent, unless you have a competitor. You can't be an overcomer. Let me just press this thought a little deeper, that we are overcomers. That we're more than conquerors, okay? Revelation chapter 12. You can go there if you'd like. Revelation 12. Listen to what God says. Verse 10, Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters who accuses them before our God day and night, Satan, has been hurled down. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Did you catch that? This is the description of how end time believers, last days believers, overcome the forces of wickedness that's going to be unleashed upon the earth in the last days. The Bible says this, two things. They overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. By the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony. Two things allow them to be more than conquerors. Now, this is instructive for us. This shows us several things. A couple of things. In order for us to be a spirit-filled overcomer, we need these two things. We need to understand the blood of the Lamb, and we need to understand the words of our testimony. We need to understand those two things if we're going to win in this life, spiritual battles over the enemy. Now, let me explain. The Bible says that you're an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb. You're an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb. Through the power of his blood, that is the sacrificial death of Jesus on the cross, the scripture says, your sins and my sins are forgiven. We win. That's win right there. We win right there, right? The Bible says that through the power of the blood, Scripture says we have access to the throne of God. We can go to God, approach God any time in prayer, any time for anything. We can go to God in prayer. Win number two. The Bible says that by the power of the blood, through the Scripture says that we're redeemed from this empty way of life, right? That we don't live the old way of life any longer. The old thing, life is gone. All that junk is gone. All the ways that we thought about life is gone. All the worldly ways, all the desires that we had to just fulfill our own selfishness, that's all gone. Now we're new people, and now we serve and worship Jesus and serve other people, right? Amen? Yeah, so we're empty life gone. The Bible says through the power of the blood of Jesus that we're purified from our sin and we're brought into, like I said before, into a right standing with God. You are in a good standing with God. You're in a good place with God. A good place with God. You think, really? I am? Yes. Doesn't feel like it. Because it doesn't depend on you. It depends on God and what he's done. So Jesus died for us and he overcame death for us. And in him we are overcomers. And so turn, even if you don't believe it right now, just say it to somebody. We are overcomers. Well, that sounds pretty good. We've got to understand. We need to understand what the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross did in and for our lives. You know what they call that? Just, this is your position in Christ. This is where you stand. And you stand firmly. This helps us more than win in our life's struggles. Secondly, you and I are overcomers by the words of our testimony. Our testimony is the story of who God is and what God's done in our lives. Has God done good things in your life? Yeah. And all our testimony is sharing our story of how God has done good things in our lives. That's all it is. But so many times we feel defeated. And we are defeated in this life because we're sharing the wrong story. We're telling people the wrong story. We're saying, one of these days I'll get my life together. You follow me? Then that's the story that we tell people. One of these days, you know, we say, I just can't seem to get my life together. That's your story. That's people's story. That's the story of some people's life. They say it over and over and over again. Don't they? I just can't seem to get my life together. That's their story. That's the story they share. I will always be a depressed person. I'll always be a cynical person. That's just who I am. I'm sarcastic. I'm cynical. You know, I'm angry. I that's just the way I am. That's your story. That's the story you're sharing. You see, we do this all the time. This is our story. We say, I don't think I'll ever get over you fill in the blank in my life. I don't think I'll ever get over blank in my life. Listen, we need to start believing who God says we are. Amen? We are forgiven. We are new people. We are more than conquerors. We are overcomers. Now, we have a spiritual enemy. I bet you know that's true. He wants us to live spiritually, emotionally, and mentally defeated lives. He wants to keep us defeated. And there are a couple ways that we are to fight against our enemy. And the first way, one of the ways that we fight against our enemy is with a conquering attitude. A conquering attitude. Now, I'm as guilty as the next person with this, that we approach an obstacle or a challenge in our lives and we approach it with a faithless, wishy-washy attitude. And we lose the battle in our minds early on in the battle or the struggle that we're going through with this half-hearted attitude. And it sounds like this. I can never win. Everybody else gets the breaks. Nothing ever goes right for me. Our marriage is always going to be pathetic. He's always going to be a jerk. Things are always going to be this way. I'm always going to battle with addiction. I will never be able to forgive. And see, all of these attitudes, we verbalize those things, don't we? And you know what those are? All of the things that I share with you, those are confessions of a victim. Those are confessions of a victim. But if you're a Christian, God says you're not a victim. You're not a victim. Through Jesus, you are a conqueror. Not just a nikao, right? You're a hyper-conqueror. And a hyper-conqueror, through the presence of Jesus, through the power of Jesus, through the love of Jesus. We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Loved us. And that love was pretty conquering, wouldn't you say? His love. You talk about conquering love. So, we got to start with this conquering attitude. So here's what to do whenever those negative thoughts come in. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Let me just read it here. For though we live in the world, we don't wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ, and we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience once your obedience is complete. Now, what's he saying? Listen, God helps us in our struggles. How many have had God's help in your struggle, right? But listen, God helps us in our struggles, in the challenges of our lives, but there's something that we have to do as well. There's something that we have to do. We have to demolish thoughts, negative attitudes, thoughts of hopelessness, defeat, failure, thoughts of despair, thoughts of worst case scenario. You ever go there? Thoughts where we demean and criticize ourselves. Thoughts where we're no good. Thoughts where, that we're never going to succeed at anything. And we have to demolish those thoughts. Annihilate them from our thinking. If you want to use some Bible terms, right? Demolish them. Annihilate them from our thinking. And then capture those thoughts that are not part of our identity in Christ. And let me explain. When we think, I just can't do it, we immediately need to say, no, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Capture the thought, right? Capture that thought. When we think nobody cares, we immediately need to capture the thought and say, no, I cast my cares on Jesus because He cares for me. When we think this is just an impossible situation, we need to capture the thought and say, no, nothing is impossible for God. We got to capture the thoughts. We need to grab every thought that's not consistent with God's word and make it obedient to Christ. We've got to do some things. God will do some things. God will battle for you. God will defend you. God will battle on your behalf. But there are things that we have to do as Christians. And this is one of them. This is one of them. We need to start believing the truth that we are not victims. We are not victims. With Christ, we are overcomers. And you and I have the ability to overcome all of the temptations and all of the hurdles that this world throws at us, because we are more than conquerors through Christ who loves us. So, this is what I think we should just, this is my challenge. Let's start fighting with a conquering attitude. Yep, that's right. Let's start fighting with a conquering attitude and not live like the defeated instead of a winner, instead of a conqueror. Because we're more than conquerors. Secondly, the way that we battle is that when we come up against a battle in our lives, we're facing what seems like an insurmountable obstacle. We need to know that we're not limited to the weapons of the world. As an overcomer, we fight with supernatural weapons, like the Bible says, that the weapons we fight, they're not the weapons of the world. They have divine power to demolish strongholds. Stronghold is just a pattern of thinking, a defeated pattern of thinking, where you're always living in a defeated mode. That's just and we can become so entrenched in a way of thinking that just pulls and pulls and pulls and pulls us down. Now, I know this to be true, because there are some things that in my life that I really had to get over and remove these strongholds in my life. But we have available to us these weapons that have explosive power of God. Now, Ephesians talks about these weapons, and Andrea preached a powerful message months ago about our spiritual weapons. And, we hammer this over and over and over. But it's really true. One of the weapons that we use that's so powerful is the sword of the Spirit. The living Word of God is the most powerful weapon that we have that enables us to gain victory in our lives. It's the Word of God. How many believe that? Here's what the Bible does. Here's what the Word of God does. It encourages us when we read it, right? It encourages us. It provides us guidance. It provides us wisdom. It warns us. And we need warned sometimes. You're going down a bad path. You're going down a wrong path. Don't do that. If you do this, this is what will happen. Sometimes we need somebody to say it to us face to face. Don't do that, because if you do that, this will happen. We need a friend like that. The Word of God rebukes us. The Word of God reveals things to us. The Word of God makes things clear to us. The Word of God provides us hope. The Word of God gives us courage when we're lacking courage. The Word of God does so many things to us. This is the weapon, right, that we need to use, the Word of God. And the weapon of faith. Faith and the Word of God. And grabbing those thoughts and taking them captive. Because I don't know about you, but it's easy to have negative thoughts, isn't it? It's like you don't have to, they just come, don't they? We're producing them. And then they come from, we don't know where, if you don't know where a thought comes from, I can tell you where it comes from. A negative thought. It's not coming from God. It's coming from the enemy. First John 4:4. Why don't you turn there and we'll finish. 1 John 4:4, you dear children, aren't you glad the Bible doesn't say something like, you sorry soul? You know, I was like, yeah, it's like, you pathetic human being. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. The one who is in you is greater than the one who's in the world. The one who is in you is greater than the one who's in the world. I'm going to finish with this. You can overcome your unforgiveness through the power of Christ. You can overcome your bitterness through the power of Christ. You can overcome your addiction through the power of Christ. You can overcome betrayal through the power of Christ. You can. You can. Because God says you can. Because God says you are more than a conqueror. You can be an overcomer. This is what God says we are. Not what we'll become. Not what we hope to be. Not maybe what we might be 5, 10, 20 years down the road. Through gritting our teeth. God says you and me are more than conquerors. Hupo nekao. More than conquerors. Amen? Let's pray. God, we've been talking about a lot of things, making a lot of declarations about who we are. And we want to say today that I am more than a conqueror. I pray that your Spirit would plant this truth deep within our hearts. I pray that you would stir us to approach our struggles with faith-filled attitudes. I pray that you'd help us to use the spiritual weapons of faith and the Word of God to fight our battles. I pray that you'd transform our victim mindsets into an overcoming attitude and spirit. I pray, God, that you'd help us in this way. We vow, Lord, to take every negative, dark thought and make it obedient to Jesus Christ. And I pray that you would allow many in this room today to experience some victories in their lives. But most of all, that they would see themselves through your eyes, that they are more than conquerors through Jesus, who loves them and has loved them to the end on the cross. Now, if there's an obstacle or a challenge or something in your life that's blocking you or overwhelming your life, I want to encourage you to do something right now. I'm asking you to stand and ask for God's help to be an overcomer. Don't let the fear of what other people think keep you from reaching out and responding to God today. Don't let that fear rob you of experiencing a breakthrough in your life. If you feel overwhelmed, there's a struggle. Stand up. Reach out for the Lord's help. Yeah. Do it now. Respond. respond to him. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Some of you leaders or others, just find somebody who's standing and just put your hand on their shoulder lightly. Yeah. Yeah. God, I'm not a victim. You've made me a conqueror. You've not designed me to lose. You've not designed me to live in defeat. You designed me to win. You designed me, Lord, to win. I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loves me. I pray that those words would penetrate into the hearts, into the very beings of those today that respond. I pray for all of us, God, that as we think about our lives, God, think about our relationship with you, we would come into a new understanding and fresh revelation of who we are. We're not the defeated. We are not the defeated. We're the victor. Thank you, Jesus. So lift us out of this pit of overwhelmedness. Lift us out of the place where we feel defeated. Lift us up and out. And let us walk with our heads held high, knowing who we are. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word, Lord. And the encouragement that it brings to our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 If you got a physical need, we'll be glad to pray for that up here. But I want you to go with those words on your minds and hearts. I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loves me. Amen? Amen. Be blessed.